this is Lauren, the supervisor you were transferred to. If I could just get one moment to get the account pulled up so that I can get the be a better assistance for you today.
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem. Just allow me one moment here.
Excuse me.
Right? And it's under, what was that first and last name, please? Sandy Pell?
That's the information I just gave them, yeah, Sandy Pell. I mean, I don't recall having an account. I never had. I've not taken advantage of any of this. I have no idea what it is. She kind of, Destiny kind of tried to explain it to me, but I don't understand it.
Can I get your email address so I can confirm that with my notes here?
Sandy Pell at charter.net.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then your shipping address was the 608 West 6th Street?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's what I have in the account, but I'll go ahead and put that in my notes. So what we do in the case of fraud investigations is we'll go ahead and take all the information in the account and provide it to your local authorities, including the IP address of the device that was used to place the order. So that'll show them everything down to like what was even used to place the order. In the meantime, what we would do is go ahead and get this refunded for you, but we would let your local authorities do like any sort of fraud investigation.
Okay, to local authorities. I've already contacted my bank. What do I do with that? I mean, I have no idea what this even is. She said meal planning, like M-E-A-L.
Did you file a dispute with your financial institution? Because if you did that, they would have to contact us and confirm they could drop it in order for us to be able to process a refund. But what would have happened is you would have received an email offering to enter to win a iPad. So you put your name in. You put your name in to enter the win the iPad. But since it's sponsored by Bites Hub, our meal planning app, it also explained in that same email that you would be receiving that subscription access to Bites Hub.
Oh, to my knowledge, I have no idea what all of that is about. I suppose I may have thought I was going to win an iPad.
That's what it is you enter to win for the iPad, but that's where it would have come from. It would have explained in that same email and it would have had to have been agreed to in our terms and conditions.
Oh, and I don't know. I recall none of that. I'm the only one on my phone. My husband doesn't even get on the internet anywhere and we're two of us retired. May have been my dancing thumbs. I don't know, but I need to cancel everything and I would like to get refunded.
Right. It's been canceled. But if so, for a fraud investigation, what we would do is we would refund you and let your local authorities ascertain the source of the charges. Okay. Now, if it was something that you did and it isn't fraud, I would be able to refund this most recent month as a courtesy. But if it's not fraudulent and stuff and we turn it over and they like, you know, do all their investigations, then it may be that you would have to pay us back if it came down to that. But I can certainly refund this most recent month as a courtesy if you think that that was something that you did.
I'll let you go ahead and do that.
Of course. And then the previous agent, Destiny, she was already able to go ahead and get that canceled, so you won't be billed anything further.
Anymore. But I don't understand. I don't even know what the app is. What was that supposed to be? And was there supposed to be a delivery to my home?
No, so it's not, it creates a custom menu for you. So you type, you put in it, like it gives you like kind of a questionnaire where you put in your favorite foods, your desired caloric intake, and it creates custom meals and a menu for you. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Noom. Noom is one of the more popular ones that I've seen more ads for. But it's essentially the same concept where it's an app that, you know, helps create a menu.
You know, I can almost remember thinking that I had won or was getting an iPad, but I guess I don't recall any follow-up email on it. If so, I never read it, but that's been some time ago.
Yes, it looks like it had been done in January. So it was two charges, but I was going to, if it's not fraudulent, like I said, I can go ahead and refund the most recent one, which is as a courtesy, which is the one from this month, or I'm sorry, last month it would have been. So for the total of $59.89, I'd be able to refund that for you.
Okay, I was billed in March too.
Yeah, March. So it was January 31st and March 2nd. I'd be able to refund that $59.89 for you though.
Okay, let's just do it and let's just call it.
All right, let me go ahead and get that process for you.
My stupidity, and I need to read my emails and keep my thumbs off my phone.
Hey, I do too, and I should know to look.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Just one moment. Let me let that load real quick. And then are you given the cancellation number from Destiny?
No.
All right. I can give that to you as well.
Okay.
And just whenever you're ready, I'll go ahead and give you that while I'm letting the refund load.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. It's going to be C's and Charlie, 9204-62263.
Okay, C is in Charlie, 9204-62263.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your name again, please?
Is Lauren.
Lauren. Lauren, I can hear you much better than I could Destiny.
Gotcha. Well, we all work from home, so it's different for everyone. We're not running off like the same systems, but I do apologize if it wasn't very clear.
It was kind of almost muffled sometimes, and yeah.
Great. I do apologize.
No, that's all right.
All right. Well, is there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
I guess that's it. Tell me to get my head out of my ass and on my shoulders.
I'm not going to say that, but no, you should see that refund within 3 to 5 business days and you're cleared from us. You won't receive anything further.
So I guess, because I did not because I've got paperless accounts on my bank, So I kind of try to keep an eye on them. I guess I don't always. I hadn't seen that charge in the end of January. And I saw this one and I kept watching it. And thankful that once it settled on here, that you put a number in there that I could call.
Yes.
So so when do I expect that credit?
3 to 5 business days at the latest. Some financial institutions process them back quicker than that. It just depends.
Okay. And the number to call you back is this, in the event it doesn't happen, which I'm sure it will, but.
Is this one here?
Is 855-454.
Mm-hmm. The 855. Let me pull it up here real quick.
9640.
I believe so. Correct. Let me just pull it up here real quick. Yes. And we're here 24/7 to be of assistance for you if you need anything. But it's already showing that it's out of my system. So,
okay.
Depending on how quickly your financial institution processes refunds.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lauren.
Not a problem. Is there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
No, I've already given you that info.
All right. Well, then you have a lovely rest of your day. And thank you so much for contacting customer support.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.